Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. Risk assets across Asia trading mixed this morning as optimism wanes on the freeze on tariffs by the US on China, but managed to push US indices to record highs overnight. Comments by the US on another $4 billion of EU goods could come under tariff pressure also resulted in pushing European peripheral bond yields lower. The benchmark German bund yields dropped to record lows to minus 36 bip. While Italian BTPs saw a dramatic drop in yields to 1.96%, that is the minus 13 bip. Gold trading at 1,390 per troy ounce, while WTI and Brent at 58.99 and 65.03 respectively. US yield curve remained inverted at a spread of minus 16 bip, that's the 10-year minus 3 months. Bulgan Bank has released price guidance on their dollar perpetual NC5 Tier 1 capital securities at low 6%. The issue is expected to be priced today. Moreover, Bank of Bahrain and Kuwait has also released price guidance at mid-swaps plus high 300 basis. A rare issue in the GCC sector, BBK issued a 400 million transaction back in March 2015 with a 3.5% fixed coupon that matures in March 2020. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, acting through the Ministry of Finance, has mandated several banks for the potential bond issuance subject to market conditions. A euro-denominated dual tranche 8 and 20-year Reg S 144A benchmark senior notes could follow. Our fair value estimates are within the range of 1.25 and 1.35% and 2.05 and 2.15% respectively for the 8-year and 20-year maiden euro transactions. Vietnam Prosperity Joint Stock Commercial Bank is considering a dollar bond offering, which if completed would make it the first by a Vietnamese borrower in more than 4 years. Issuance in the Asia dollar bond market is running at record pace in 2019 as yields fall. China-Hong Kong Bond Connect program added 91 new overseas institutional investors in June. Total trading volume rose 8.6% to 172.2 billion yuan from a month ago, out of which 60.7% were bond purchases. Last but not least, US payrolls data this week could be key as market participants would cautiously examine the prospects the Fed would use any softening data for policy action or wait till September for further rationalizing to lower the key benchmark interest rates. The median of economists surveyed by Bloomberg is for payrolls to gain 160,000 and average hourly earnings to accelerate by 3.2%.